I'm Mina Kim with an update on the latest efforts to reform the state's health licensing boards. This is a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. There's still no concrete plan for reforming state licensing boards that discipline health professionals accused of wrongdoing, yet officials say they're making progress. The push for reform comes after the Los Angeles Times and nonprofit news organization ProPublica reported last month that the Board of Registered Nursing takes more than 3 years to settle complaints against nurses, including drug theft and assault claims. Several other large states resolve complaints in less than a year. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger immediately replaced most of the nursing board and called for sweeping changes to all state boards after an internal review found many of them had similar backlogs. But initial meetings suggest change will be hard to come by. Charles Orenstein is senior reporter for ProPublica.
Well, it's clear from the meetings that there's a commitment to changing the status quo. Everybody seemed to agree that the status quo was not acceptable and that something needed to be done to speed up the process. But what also came through during the meetings was that there wasn't a uniformly accepted way of changing the system.
One attorney with the state attorney general's office recommended investigators and lawyers work together on cases, but another attorney in the same office said it would not make the enforcement process any more efficient. Some new nursing board members suggested agencies notify employers of serious claims against workers, but board staff and lawyers rejected the idea, citing legal and logistical issues.
People were very civil, and the discourse was very civil, but I do think you sense the frustration in board members' voices when they were asking why certain things haven't been done or couldn't be done, and instead of getting a response of, let's look at how we can change this and make it work the way you want to, the response was, well, that just cannot be done. The law says it can't be done.
Newly appointed nursing board president Ann Boynton admits there was frustration, but says it hasn't stopped the board from taking action. She says the board is starting the process of raising licensing fees, which have not increased in nearly 20 years. The funds will go towards more staffing, better information technology systems, and other improvements.
This isn't a failure by our staff. It's a failure of the system. And what we're looking to do is figure out how to revise the system.
Brian Steger, the new director of the Department of Consumer Affairs, which oversees the state's licensing boards, has proposed systemic changes to the enforcement process, but has yet to provide a detailed plan. Still, Steger insists the reform process hasn't gotten bogged down. He says the changes he's proposing, including hiring more investigative and legal staff and giving boards more authority to suspend licenses, take time to consider.
These are pretty aggressive recommendations. They are going to require some legislative changes. We are in the process of working with the legislature and stakeholders and others to implement these changes.
Steger's goal is to reduce the time for resolving complaints to less than 18 months. His department and the Senate Business Professions and Economic Development Committee are sifting through recommendations for how to make that happen. Julie D'Angelo Felmuth says they should look at enforcement models already in place at some of the boards, including having investigators and prosecutors working together on cases. Felmuth is administrative director of the Center for Public Interest Law based at the University of San Diego and studies the boards extensively.
Since 1989, the legislature has made a lot of changes to the medical board's enforcement process. A lot of those reforms have never been expanded to other health care boards. So they're in place at the medical board, and all we need is to replicate them at the Board of Registered Nursing and other healthcare boards.
But any meaningful reform will require a ramp-up of staff. For that, Thelma says, her eyes are on the administration.
The governor traditionally doesn't like to add staff to government, but that's the problem here, is that it has been under-resourced and understaffed. And so he's going to have to do something which is a little counterintuitive for him and the administration, and that is to authorize the Board of Registered Nursing and other healthcare boards to beef up their enforcement staff.
ProPublica reporter Charles Orenstein says he'll also be watching the administration's and other agencies' steps closely.
The media attention is not going to die down. I think, you know, we will continue to be looking at the time it takes to look into these complaints. Other media will as well. Everybody said this is a problem, and so what will be done to fix it these next few months will be really key.
The Department of Consumer Affairs says it hopes to have a plan with timetables and budget figures in the next 30 to 45 days. This has been a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at chl@chcf.org. I'm Mina Kim. Thanks for listening.